Thank you, Mr. President. And I also would like to extend our well wishes for a joyful Nowruz to those who celebrate. My delegation appreciates this substantive discussion, and I extend our thanks to the panelists. By way of reactions, we acknowledge Dr. Raouf's comments that the PMDA would have had a very positive impact. Similarly, as you mentioned, the New START agreement, while its provisions were short of in-person dismantlement observations, had important transparency measures. And so we remain concerned that one country suspended or walked away from both of these agreements, and we reiterate U.S. willingness to resume strategic stability talks about a return to full implementation of New START and to negotiate its successor agreement. In response to Dr. Podvig's presentation, I was very interested to hear the implicit idea in your remarks that pursuing disarmament cannot be unenmeshed from the prevailing international security situation. While we agree that it's impossible to ignore the broader context of global international security, we would also argue that the disarmament machinery has worked in the past, including at exceptionally difficult moments of global tension, which our Undersecretary Jenkins noted in her remarks to this body a few weeks ago. And in that regard, we would urge that countries not use the challenging geopolitical environment as an excuse not to get to work on achievable steps toward nuclear disarmament. Related to that, we would associate ourselves with the comments that Egypt made about the need for concrete and practical risk reduction measures and welcome the panelists' ideas about those, and also with the question that Australia raised about how to strengthen the discussion on irreversibility. Thank you.